Hi, I'm Will Roadhouse, and I'm the CEO of Roadhouse International, and welcome to another episode of Expat Thailand. This morning, I have a fantastic episode for you, and that subject we're going to talk about today is mini-retirements. Mini-retirements has kind of slowly gotten back into the limelight. It was made popular by Tim Ferriss's book, The 4-Hour Workweek, which was published, I think, over two decades ago. And actually, after I read his book, that's kind of what made me go into Costa Rica and create this lifestyle two decades ago, and also my business. And I've taken many retirements throughout my life, whether it's 6 months to a year to a couple years off, where this pandemic, my wife and I kind of took off the last 2.5 years. So I want to talk about mini retirement. And as you can see from the headlines of this article, or should I say this episode, of how to do it with $100,000. So before I jump into it, let's take a look at what's happening in macroeconomics right now. We have a lot of uncertainty. This Russian-Ukraine war is sparking more havoc and problems in UK and EU countries, where many of us and many analysts feel that Europe is already in a recession. Have a little cricket in my throat. And then on the other side of the pond, in the United States or North America, the Fed just increased their rates, federal funds rate, by 50 basis points, with another potential 5 increases in the very near future. So inflation in the United States is 8.5%, highest in 40 years, or even worse yet, inflation in UK is at 10%. I really feel bad for you guys. All I can say is please sell your homes, get the hell out of there. 10% inflation and increasing, that's insane. That is absolutely insane. And then with other uncertainty, China may be going to recession, affecting more supply chain issues, more political division, more problems in what I feel is going to be future earnings from retailers like Walmart, some of the biggest retailers in the world. I believe in the very near future, or in the future, is going to post lower earnings because inflation, people are spending less. People can afford less with what they have because their incomes have not caught up to inflation. Soon, they're going to max out their credit cards. So very, very soon, in not so near future, consumer spending is going to stop or slow down. And that is going to affect retailers posting bad earnings, more increase in interest rates in the future. That means the equity market, the stock market, is going to continue to decline, further go down to a longer bear market. And a direct correlation is that is with a crypto winter, which we are in officially in a crypto bear market. Vitalik, the founder, one of the co-founders of Ethereum, he said it many months ago. He believes we're in a crypto winter, and he hopes that a crypto winter comes because it kind of flushes out all the crap. I am too. It's a great time to start stacking, folks. Start stacking Bitcoin, start stacking Ethereum, other layer ones. This is the time when when the markets are down like this are the times or the opportunities where regular people become multimillionaires. When equity stocks are being hammered. I'm not saying to jump into the market now. You can simply DCA into it, dollar cost average into it. But it is, we're getting into a great buying opportunity. So back to this mini retirement. So some of you are at a point that you're just freaking fed up. You've already suffered through this 2.5 years of lockdown. Your business was just thriving, getting out of this last financial and housing crisis of 2008, doing well, then 2020 happened, this pandemic happened, and all of a sudden, everything just went sideways. So are you willing to do this again? Some of you are saying, I just need a effing break. And I don't blame you. And for $100,000, you can do it. Let me tell you how. A mini retirement is beneficial for so many reasons. It helps you get recentered. It helps you figure out and look back. And so many people fail to reflect on their life. And that's the one thing my wife and I do not do. Especially when we're at the beach. We like to reflect on the successes and mistakes that we've made. Especially the mistakes. To make sure that we're not repeating them. So it gives you time of reflection. Weeding out all the nonsense and kicking it to the curb, as I say. So for $100,000, you're not going to have a mini retirement in the United States or in Canada or in Australia. There's no way. You may be renting now. Your one bedroom apartment costs you $1,500, maybe $2,000, or if you're in Southern California, it costs you $3,000 or $4,000 for one bedroom in Manhattan Beach. But not here in Thailand. So how I would break down $100,000 is, first of all, this budget also includes owning a piece of real estate free and clear. And you're still going to have enough money to last you 2, 3, potentially 4 years. You're probably saying, there's no freaking way. If I'm doing that, I'm living like a pauper. I'm living like a lower income person. No, you're not. Not here in Thailand. So to make numbers easy, I posted another episode of properties that if you can't afford anything over $100,000, what you should look for in a condo between $50,000 and $60,000. That's kind of a bread and butter. Don't really go any lower than $50,000, because you're really getting to lousy developers, lousy locations. So $50,000 to $60,000. But let's just make this scenario $60,000 condo, which is 2 million baht. That allows you to buy free and clear a newer condo within 10 years or newer in a great location. You're still within walking distance of BTS. You're still in a part of a city where everything is within walking distance. Coffee shops, restaurants, food, whatever it may be. It's still all within walking distance, all in front and next to your building. For $60,000, you're going to be able to buy a large studio or one bedroom. Studio, depending on what part of Bangkok you're in, I recommend Bangkok. So if you're going to do a mini retirement, I wouldn't recommend it at the beach, because you're going to run out of stuff to do. It's so cheap. You could just, there are hotels that are $15, $20, $30 a night. But if you're going to buy something as a first place, especially at that price point, buy it in Bangkok. So it's either a studio that's right around 250 to 300 square feet, or one bedroom that's around 300 to maybe 400 square feet, depending on the age of the building. But that is still more than enough for you and your significant other. Just have a great life. You'll still be very comfortable and still within, like I said, walking distance to all the nightlife. Now you have $40,000 left. $40,000 in the United States would last you about a year, year and a half. And you still have to cut back. Here, $40,000. And folks, I'm throwing this out as two people, not just as one individual person. Two people. I'm talking about a couple. With your husband, your wife, your significant other, your partner. Both of you. You both each have $50,000 and you put it together. $60,000, gonna buy one bedroom or studio condo, free and clear. And you have now a property to your name. Now $40,000, if you want to live like a upper middle class, that will last you 2 years, easily 2 years. Upper middle class, I'm talking eating all your meals out. You still have time for massages, facials, going on vacations, domestic travel to other parts of Thailand, even nearby countries like Vietnam, Cambodia, Laos. I'm including all that into it. So you're going out to movies. You're not sacrificing anything. 2 years of an upper middle class life. Or $40,000, you're living below the means in poverty levels. You have to go shop at the 99 cent store. You're making spaghetti or ramen at every single meal. You're eating a whole bunch of eggs because you can't afford meat. Not here. You have wonderful meals, buffets, anything at your disposal. No sacrifices. So that's 2 years with a home where you don't have to do anything but just kick back with you and your significant other and then just heal mentally and physically. Just get recentered. Drown out the noise. Figure out what you're going to do on your personal and professional life. Evolve your business and making changes. Come back stronger and better. That's a benefit of mini retirement. So 2 years. Or you can extend it to 3 or 4 years as a middle class income. And you're still above Thai standards. Still above Thai standards. $40,000, that can last a Thai for like almost 10 years. So give it some thought. Thailand, and I don't want to give this impression to everybody, and I apologize if I have. Thailand is not just a place for rich people. It means that you have to come here with lots of money so you can really just be balling it here, just freaking buying everything, doing everything. But like I said, Thailand is for everyone, rich or poor. Doesn't matter. Even someone with a small budget. Someone that says, hey, you know what? I don't think I could retire there. I need to wait another 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. You're wrong. You can actually do it now. And if you are completely fed up of what's happening and what's going to happen, and you just need to take 1, 2, 3 years off to just kind of recuperate, move here. Buy a condo. At least if anything, you have a piece of investment property that's free and clear with no debt. And then spend the next year, 2, 3, 4 years, not necessarily doing nothing, but not working, doing fun stuff. As I say so many times, finding new experiences, adding a little adventure to your life. So it can be done, folks. Don't be intimidated and don't be scared. Mini retirements is one of the best things that you can do for yourself, because there are so many instances where people just get completely stressed out. And don't think that mini retirement is just for empty nesters, where people don't have children. I know of plenty of families, even a very close friend of mine since high school, actually since junior high. They do mini retirements all the time, and they have a son. They'll take 6 months, 1 year off, and go live in some different country. And I'll tell you one thing, their son is growing up to be an amazing individual. I always tell them, it's like, God, your kid is going to do great things in the future. Just the kind of person that he is developing into because of travel, immersing themselves into different cultures. It gives them a broad horizon, not narrow-mindedness. So mini retirements is for everyone. And even if your budget is only $50,000, okay, don't buy anything. Just rent. $50,000, that can easily last you 2 to 4 years. You can rent a studio in one bedroom for right around $300 to $500. Use the rest of the money to live on. It can be done. And when you live that kind of lifestyle, you look back in your life in your Western country, even if you're rich, and you're like, why was I paying that much money to do that? Why was I doing that? When services and things that are considered premium in places like the United States are just everyday occurrences here. Massages, dining, being chauffeured around, having a maid. That's not like a premium service. That's just everyday life here. But in the United States or in New Zealand, that's a premium lifestyle. And that's a premium lifestyle when you come to Thailand that is affordable to everybody. Even to you, that's not a multimillionaire. When you come here, you will feel like a multimillionaire. If you're a millionaire, you come here, you will feel like a billionaire. That's why I love this country. And I know you will too. So thank you so much for joining me today. And I really hope that you found this to be helpful. I hope that I've shed some light and showing you that it's possible to make your dream come true and to move into a paradise like Thailand. There's no need to wait, folks. It's here for you. And we'll see you soon.